Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about how to say feast in Chinese. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
你好, hi, Xiaolan.
Right, December time, we tend to eat a bit too much, have a lot of very big feasts.
Yeah.
Right. In Chinese, we actually have big meals all the time. So not only for special occasions. We have, big meals in not only festivals and birthdays and any excuse we can find. We're just people who love eating.
Yeah, that's true. I've really experienced that.
Yep. Okay. So let's learn how to say it since we do so much of it. We say 大餐。
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 Yeah. 大 is big.And we keep seeing this word all the time because it's so useful. 大
大
Yeah, it's like a child saying 大大大大大
大
D-A, 大 Yeah, fourth tone. So we go down. And because when things are big, we tend to think it's something good. So we say that with a big smile. 大
大
And in this case, it's really good because it's a lot of food. And the second word, we say 餐
餐
餐
餐
Yeah, it's a first tone, and 餐 that means any meal. Could be lunch, could be dinner, could be breakfast, and could be big or small, and just a proper meal. And then in this case, when we add big in front, we know there's a big one. So 大餐
大餐
Yeah, and 餐 we use that for, as I said, morning, lunch, and also the dinner. And by adding the time in the front,We know what that is. So, for example, the breakfast, we say 早餐。
早餐。
早 means early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 早餐, the meal you eat in the morning, in early time, 早餐。
早餐。
And 早 is also a very useful character. It's very easy to recognize. It's a sun on the top. The Chinese character for the sun, it's a square with a horizontal line in the middle. And then underneath the sun,It's like a cross, like number 10 is a cross. And then that shows like the sun is rising from, for example, the fence. And in ancient time, the fence was made out of wooden sticks, for example.
Right.
So yep. The sun is coming up from the wooden stick, the fence. So 早
早
And 早 is also very useful. Every morning you go to work and you see your colleague or you go to the classroom, see your classmates.The only thing, instead of saying 你好, 你好 sounds a bit formal, you just say 早。
早。
That means morning.
Right.
Yeah, so, and you tend to say that, to people you see regularly, people you are familiar with. You say 早, and when I come down to the dining room, when I wake up in the morning, I see my family, I say 早。That's the same thing, 早。
早。
So, 早餐 is breakfast.
早餐。
And then we have lunch. Here we put a noon in front of the 餐, so we say 午餐。
午餐
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 Yeah, 午 means noon, noontime. And then in this case, it's a third tone. So we go down and then up. 午
午
Yeah, it pronounced as W-U, third tone, 午
午
So 午餐 is lunch. And then to say dinner, we say 晚餐
晚餐
Yeah, 晚 means late. And here, the late meal is the dinner.晚
晚
It's a third tone, so we go down and then up. 晚
晚
晚餐
晚餐
So now let me say one word and you guess is that lunch or dinner or breakfast.
Okay.
午餐
Lunch.
早餐
Breakfast.
午餐
Lunch again.
Okay. 晚餐
Dinner.
That's it.So now you have lunch, breakfast and dinner. And then which one is the biggest one normally?
Well, in Western culture, the dinner, the 晚餐, would mm-hmm. be the biggest one usually. Is that the same in Chinese culture?
We have big meal every meal, I think. I remember one of my favorite restaurants back to Taipei was a breakfast place.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a buffet.And there are many branches, and it's quite a famous format. You go there, you have the kanchi, which is different. There are different multiple types of kanchi you can choose from. And then the buffet is so big, like hundreds of different dishes, a lot of fresh vegetables, fish, beef, wow. tofu, Yeah, try it. And then a different type of drinks from the soya milk or the cow milk, and then juice and everything. And it's not even a fancy place. It's like a local place. And there are lots of places like that. So 早餐 can be a 大餐. And then, of course, 晚餐 is also very important. And 午餐 tend to be a bit simpler because people have to rush back to work.
Right.
But again, Chinese culture, people love eating so much. And there are many restaurants. They are open almost 24 hours, probably only take a few hours off between 2 to 6. And the rest of the day, from 6 to 2 a.m., 6 a.m. to 2 a.m., the restaurant would be full of people.
Yeah, I've really noticed living in Taipei that eating out is normal. It's like a whole culture.
Yeah, people pay so much attention to food. And a lot of people, they are actually very good cooks too. And as a result, it's very competitive in the restaurant industry.
Mm.
As a result, people can eat really well cheaply.
Right.
So this is just a very different culture. So people have 大餐 very often.
Mm.
Not only during the festivals or special occasions.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, one thing we can refer to as well with the 大餐
mm-hmm.
is that if you want to eat a 大餐, then often it's good to 定位, which we've taught in a different episode. It's important to book your place because lots of people want to eat the 大餐.
That's right. Yeah, book a table, 定位.
定位.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Josh. Today we talk about feast, 大餐. And to say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we say 早餐, 午餐, 晚餐. I hope you enjoy this episode and don't get too hungry. Otherwise, go to have your 大餐. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow for Talk Chinese Eve. 再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰.